Now, head into the ring at a total combined weight of... the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast!
Welcome to another edition of the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. I am Rick, and Drew no longer has me staring at his crotch.
Yes. I did my pre-show sniffle as you were starting the show. I wasn't quite prepared yet.
It happens.
Usually you're like, are you ready to go? And I give a nice little, because, you know, my friggin' nasal passages are always blocked.
Well, you gave it at the beginning of it. It's okay. No one really cares that much. Nobody listens. Yeah. What am I talking about?
All four people that listened over
exactly.
Here.
So, today we are going to be talking Extreme Rules, which happens this Sunday, the 26th.
Sunday.
It's a pay-per-view. It's not very extreme at this point. I don't know what else to say about
it. Once again, you can always tell our interest in a pay-per-view by how we present the show.
Right.
I'm already starting with the puns, and you've already blatantly said you don't care about it. Well, not really. You just said it wasn't extreme.
Well, I mean, if you're going to call something Extreme Rules,
right,
one would imagine that they would have at least one match that had Extreme Rules, but there isn't one yet. Not
even
one
if
at
they're
all.
Not hardcore matches, just some extreme rules, like
right, something different.
Like a fucking like a lumberjack match, but the lumberjacks are all goats. That's extreme.
That is definitely extreme. I don't get it. Whatever, it is what it is. But I know there may be some extreme rules that are thrown in there, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's because they theme these stupid pay-per-views, and that's every year they have to do Extreme Rules. I mean, this could have just been like
in your house.
You could have called this thing. Yeah, they could have called this thing fucking October pay-per-view for all anyone cares.
Right. It doesn't need a name. It really doesn't. But we'll start off with the prediction matches.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what CBS is predicting. The first one being Drew McIntyre versus Jinder Mahal again.
Okay.
I don't know why that they predict that it's a possibility that this match will happen.
He wasn't even on Raw this week. Neither was Jinder.
Yeah, well, they predicted it. So, next up is Big E versus Bobby Lashley as a rematch, since Lashley was injured in the last one, so giving him a rematch would make sense. I guess
I, after Raw, they didn't make, I mean, it was the go home show, so they didn't make any new matches for Extreme Rules. So I'd say that one's probably not going to happen. That's something you'd want to hype at least a little bit before.
I'd imagine so. This thing did come out 20 hours ago, so it would have been right around the time that Raw was on the air.
Yeah.
Or right after Raw. So who knows? But the official card that is listed so far, first of them is Liv Morgan versus Carmella.
Okay.
I mean, should be a good match. I don't know
why.
It'll
be a fun match. They're prepping her to team with, what's her name? Toni Storm? Is that the lady's name from NXT? Something with a storm at the end of it.
I think so.
Yeah. So she's got kind of like an 80s gimmick or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tag together and they seem pretty like similar. So
which
I
one,
think that's probably the beginning.
Her and Liv Morgan?
Yes. Or, yeah. No. Yeah.
So, but yeah, that one's going to come. That's a match. Yep. That's going to happen.
I'm going to predict Liv Morgan.
I'll go Liv Morgan too. Next up is the SmackDown Tag Team Championship between the Usos and the Street Profits. At least it's not between, it doesn't involve Rey and Dominic Mysterio. That's a positive.
I'm going to say this might be the match of the night.
It very well could be.
I'm going to say the Bloodline's not going to lose their title, so Street Profits are down at this point to reverse their catchphrase.
Yeah, I definitely think the Usos aren't going to lose it at a pay-per-view that nobody's really paying attention to. So, yeah, I agree there. Next up is the U.S. Championship between Damian Priest, Sheamus, and Jeff Hardy. I guess three contenders makes it extreme.
I can't muster up the energy that it would take to care about this match. I like Damian Priest. I liked Jeff Hardy back in the day. He's now... he hasn't lost a step or anything. It's just I've been watching him 20 years. I've seen most of what he has in his repertoire. And Sheamus is... Sheamus?
He's very white.
He is Elmer's glue white.
Yes, that I would have to agree with. He is... And whenever somebody slaps him, they just add a little red dye to it.
Yeah.
So
I'm predicting Damian Priest retains his title.
That's exactly who I was going with. It's makes no sense to take it off of him right now. I mean, he just got it the last pay-per-view. So, yeah. Next up is the Raw Women's Championship between Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss.
I like Alexa Bliss. Charlotte Flair is the Hulk Hogan of our era in women's wrestling. Should be a good match. I'm going to say Charlotte's not going to lose it.
I'm kind of with you, but just to make it a little different, because I think we're going to pretty much go across the board on all of these agreeing, I'm going to pick Alexa Bliss so Charlotte Flair can get another title, Matt. Title number.
Good for her.
Yeah, that's the only reason I could see they're taking the title off of it is to increase the number of titles, but I don't know.
If any titles change hands, we're right on the eve. After that pay-per-view, we're right on the eve of the draft, so I would think if titles change hands, it's maybe because those people are moving to a different brand.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I completely forgot that the draft is coming up here at the beginning of October, right?
Yeah, I think there's Extreme Rules Raw on Monday, then the draft starts that Friday on SmackDown.
So, yeah, I could definitely see that now that I think about it. I forgot about the draft completely. So I guess you could have something change hands for that reason. Next up is the SmackDown Women's Championship between Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair.
That should be a good one. Hopefully it's over 20 seconds long.
Yeah, because the last one was just friggin' horrible. I'm glad that they're giving her a rematch. The first one shouldn't have been what it was, so I'm hoping that it's a real match, and it should be a good one as long as they do go longer than 30 seconds.
Yeah.
27 seconds or whatever it was.
I don't think Becky's giving up the title, though.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I think Becky's going to keep the title. Once again, it's a pay-per-view that no one honestly cares about.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it'd be nice if they would add some extreme stuff, but...
They usually do two Extreme Rules matches. They do one men's match and one women's match, and there's just nothing this time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what they could put. I guess they could make something like the Universal Championship. They could add something to, I would imagine, with the Roman Reigns and Finn Balor, since Finn Balor's doing the demon gimmick for the first time in forever.
Maybe that's the extremeness.
Maybe.
But they're also usually they push that fucking stupid tagline every year of this is the one time of the year that WWE gets extreme. They have not been saying that on TV at all, so.
They just don't they're just getting rid of the extreme. I mean, if you're not going to have extreme something, change the friggin' name.
Would it be acceptable to you calling it Extreme Rules if there were no Extreme Rules matches, not a single drop of blood is spilled, but like at the end of the show, Nick Gage just walks out, turns around, and then walks away?
That would be extreme for Nick Gage, because that's not something he would do.
No.
So, I guess it's God. It, like this hard. This pay per view is so hard to.
It's so boring looking. Yeah. On paper.
Like the Roman Reigns Finn Balor thing. I love Finn Balor, but there's no chance he's going to beat him. It's just not going to happen.
It looks like a Monday Night Raw on paper is all it looks like. Honestly, last night's Monday Night Raw was more like a pay-per-view.
Okay. I actually didn't get a chance to watch it. So
Well, they opened the show with the Bloodline versus the New Day, six-man tag, which was good. Bobby Lashley came in, fucked that up. And then they bookended the show with a triple threat of Lashley versus Big E versus Roman. They had AJ versus Randy Orton. They did Shayna versus Nia Jax. They did...
Did Nia Jax hurt Shayna?
No, I don't think it's possible to hurt Shayna.
I mean, if anybody can do it.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone can accidentally stumble into it, it would be her. But there's just a lot of like quality matches last night, and I understand they were probably trying to just pop a rating, but... They didn't invest that much into this pay-per-view.
Yeah. I did hear that apparently Rhea Ripley and Nikki Ash and Nikki A.S.H. are now like a thing.
Oh, yeah. They won the tag team titles last night.
Oh, did they?
That happened too.
Ah. Well, that's good.
That's taking Rhea Ripley and just not using her for the purposes of
being Rhea Ripley.
Being a good women's wrestler instead of a tag team wrestler.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. They've done that with a lot of these ladies, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just not, like, into all the stuff that WWE's been doing recently. Like, it's not been interesting to me.
You're never really into the main roster stuff, though.
No, I'm not. I enjoy the little things, but I don't, like AEW's been killing it with everything, and I don't know. I could be, maybe I'm just a naysayer and hate the mainstream or whatever. But like, I used to love all the stuff that they would do, and then it got really good for a while, and then it just kind of stopped. Like,
well,
they didn't know how to handle COVID, and I don't know.
I'll tell you this. They hit a stride last year with the Roman thing, and they had the Fiend going. They had a bunch of good things going. Then they hit a wall. But at that time, AEW, as much as people sing its praises, at that time had jack shit going on that anyone cared about, except for the hardcore nerds. And then for some reason, about 6 weeks ago, AEW just hit a stride, and their stuff's been good, and WWE's hit a wall, and they're just been putting out the same old shit.
I think AEW's been hitting their stride for a little longer than 6 months, but yeah, it's been really good the last 6 months for sure.
I'll go maybe 2 months at best.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I was enjoying their stuff before, but I've also I like the indie look and feel of AEW for back then. So, but I also liked the indie feel that they used to have of NXT, and now it looks. Like, I watched the first episode in the new AEW arena, or not AEW, NXT arena, and I didn't go. I had tickets and then forgot to hit the reply all to actually use my tickets, but it didn't excite me. Like, nothing excited me. They brought out Rick Steiner's son and named him something else, not Steiner. They changed, like, four people's names that were on the roster before. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Maybe I'm just getting bored with it all. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. As far as AEW, I like stories, and it seems like they have good stories going right now, and it seemed like 3 or 4 months ago it was just And like I said, right now with WWE, the only thing good they have going right now currently is Big E.
Yeah, so, which is awesome. Like, I love Big E. And legitimately, like, I was going to say, legitimately, he's like that guy that is, like, everybody, nobody dislikes Big E. Like, he's just a good guy. So, I guess if that's what they have going for him.
Oh, I saw something interesting today. So what, do we have more than one more match to preview?
No, that was it. Oh, I mean, other than the Balor.
Yeah, Roman Reigns is going to beat the Demon Finn Balor, blah, 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 blah. All right. Yeah.
I didn't think we needed to go over that one. That was
so PWA, Pro Wrestling Action.
Yes.
The Detroit Barbie. Do you remember her?
Yes.
She's going to be on Dark this week.
Is she?
Yeah.
Nice.
I thought that was kind of.
Yeah. Speaking of local stuff, did you see that it's officially been announced now? The upcoming Mayhem on Mills.
Mm-hmm.
So. We've known about it for a little bit. We kind of got the heads up on it. But October 24th at the not on Mills, but really close to Mills, 1010 Brewing, on the corner of Mills and Virginia, in their parking lot, they'll be doing it this time. So excited to try out a new place. Maybe we'll have some better, maybe we'll have some kind of internet we can connect into, so we'll have a better feed. But we'll never know. Or you never know, I guess, until we get out there.
Just be excited to be vaccinated and going back to watching wrestling, because the last time I was at a Mayhem on Mills, I didn't enjoy it much due to not being vaccinated and it being like too early into COVID for my comfort level.
I was going to say, I think you had just gotten your first shot or something?
No, I had nothing.
Okay, because I know I had just that was the day or couple days after my 2 weeks after my second shot that event happened. So I was in the clear.
Was it the first one or the second one? You went to two of them. I only went to one.
That was the first one.
Oh.
Because I had gotten it early because my doctor wrote me in the letter because he said that it was a good reason to be overweight because you can do it. You can go get it early. And so I got the doctor's note.
The one time it pays to be fat.
Correct. But I'm excited. I've been seeing some of the stuff that they're going to be doing. It's going to be a Halloween themed, which are always really good. They've done a couple of different casket matches over the years. So I'm excited to see what they come up with this time.
We haven't grabbed a Mayhem person and interviewed him for a while. I'd like to try to grab someone after the show, maybe Snoop or something.
Okay. I will see what we can do. I will...
If we could get number 99 or 994 Effie to be on the, he actually had agreed to be on the show before. We just, it never manifested beyond
a conversation, an email,
me asking him if he'd do it, him saying yes, and then that's about as far as it went.
Also, I know you went to Daytona Beach Comic Con this week, right?
Yeah.
Did you get to meet Bushwhacker?
Met him before, but yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I can tie this Daytona Con into wrestling. I will tell you off air about the gentleman wrestler that we went up to. I was actually going to get a picture with this dude. Went up to his table to talk to him, and the fucker wouldn't look up from his phone.
Interesting.
So looked at his stuff and kind of walked away and then went to the next guy. Next guy was awesome. Talked to us for a while. I actually gave him our card.
Nice.
And then me and my friend went to one of the girls from the original Glow show was there, TV show, and talked to her for a good 5 or 10 minutes. She was actually very nice. I ended up buying a Glow pen for my backpack because I'm still quote unquote punk rock and put buttons all over my backpack. And
did you give her one of our cards too?
I did not.
Ah, you should have.
She is a friend of a multi-time guest on our show, so I'm sure.
Ah, okay.
If we wanted to, we could get her on the show.
Got it. Yes, we can reach out to that gentleman at some point. So,
because yeah. Actually, she has a really good story. Like, she talked all about Glow, like being on the show and the Netflix show, how how they were involved in that, which apparently wasn't very much.
Got it. Well, I'm not shocked by that. Normally, they're trying to, like, they're taking the base of a story and making it watchable.
Yeah.
So.
But.
And speaking of TV shows, you'll make sure to tune in next week when we go over the first episode of Dark Side of the Ring, or the Return of Dark Side of the Ring, Season 3, Part 2.
It's funny, because I mentioned it last week on the show, saying, like, as soon as Hulu drops the first half of Season 3, I was going to watch them. The next day, I was just flipping through Hulu, and there it was. So I watched the Grizzly Smith one, and I watched the Nick Gage one, of course. That's the one I really wanted to watch.
Right. That one was nuts.
Yeah. That guy has led a life.
Yes, he has. But, yeah, next week we'll be talking about the Plane Ride from Hell. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, anything you need to plug before we get out of here?
Just our social media.
Well, go for it.
All right. So Top Rope Wrestling Podcast on Instagram. You can go to Top Rope Wrestling Without the G on Twitter. Go to Facebook and join our group, Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. Then you can head over to TopRopeWrestling.com. From there, you can listen to all our archives. You can also listen to them on iTunes or iHeartRadio or any other platform. You can listen to this episode. You can listen to us talk previously about pay-per-views we were interested in. And you can email us telling us that Extreme Rules is your favorite pay-per-view and that we're a bunch of assholes for trashing it. And Rick is going to tell you how to do that.
You can email podcast@toproperwrestling.com, or you can just go to the Top Rope Wrestling website and click the Contact Us link, which is probably the easiest way to get a hold of us. Yeah, you can get a hold of us that way. You can also leave us a voicemail at 951-TOP-ROPE, and we would be more than happy to play it live on air.
And what if they have not so nice things to say about us?
I'll still play it. I don't care. They can say whatever they want.
So if I call and disguise my voice and I'm like,
"Hello there.
My name is John." I can't muffle my microphone. I'm sorry. I'm trying to.
Does it involve a big black dildo?
No.
That's a throwback to an old episode of an old podcast that we did.
Yes.
An internet radio show. Not even a podcast.
Internet radio. I'm going to work on this impression. I don't know. I want it to be John calling you and being like, but I want him to be like, I want him to be Southern, like from Louisiana.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to study some accents, come up with a nice Southern accent.
Could you be like, call. Who's that, the Cajun chef guy that used to be on TV? What was his name? I'm completely blanking.
The only Cajun I know is that Raging Cajun guy.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
No, isn't that the guy that was like the stock guy or the news guy or something? He had a bald head and glasses.
This was Justin Wilson.
Okay.
Was the guy's name. And he was a thing for sure back in the day. He was an American chef and humorist.
Well, who's not really?
I mean, I'm not very funny.
These days, who's not an American chef and humorist?
Yep.
Rest in peace, Norm MacDonald.
Rest in peace. That was totally sad. That was very sad.
Yeah, I love Norm MacDonald. I thought he was great.
I hope that he got all of his voice parts done before he passed away for this season of... why am I completely blanking on the name of the show right now? Seth MacFarlane's show. Orville.
Oracle?
No, the Orville.
Yeah.
So, but R.I.P. Norm MacDonald.